Today is Cesar Chavez Day, which commemorates the life and work of agricultural worker organizer for whom the holiday is named. It's also timed to reflect on labor protections yet to be won. Last legislative session, Colorado lawmakers passed SB 2187, also known as the Agricultural Workers' Rights Bill. At the time of its passage, it was considered a landmark win for workers who were exempt from the federal labor law protections workers in other sectors have. But the law's passage wasn't the end of the story. I'm joined live over video conferencing by Pamela Resendez Trujano, Executive Director of Colorado Jobs with Justice, and Hunter Knapp, Development Director of Project Protect Food Systems. Thanks to both of you for joining me today.
Good morning, Shane.
Thank you for having us.
Good morning. Pamela, this first question is for you. What exactly was the Agricultural Workers' Rights Bill supposed to accomplish, and why has it not fully come into force?
So specifically, the Agricultural Bill of Rights and the rule that's under question has to do with overtime. The overtime ruling that came out does not reflect what SB 87 fought for, which is to make sure that agricultural workers get overtime the same as other workers in the state of Colorado. And unfortunately, that's not the case. I can definitely let Hunter jump in and speak more as to why that's not the case and why we are taking legal action.
Well, let me jump in with another quick question. Colorado Jobs with Justice, along with a coalition of labor, community, faith, and student organizations, have filed a lawsuit to challenge delays in the implementation of these expanded overtime protections for agricultural workers. So Hunter, can get into the details of the substance behind the lawsuit, but also, you know, give us a background as to why agricultural workers don't qualify for overtime in the first place.
Thank you, Shannon. So starting with why agricultural workers don't qualify for overtime in the first place, back in 1935, when the Federal Fair Labor Standards Act was passed, agricultural workers and domestic workers as well were excluded from coverage. This was adopted into many state laws explicitly, including Colorado, up until last summer when SB 2187 passed. And the law mandated that the Department of Labor and Employment establish overtime pay standards that met certain criteria. The most important of those was that they would be equitable with other industries in Colorado. And that means 40 hours per week or 12 hours per day starts the premium pay of overtime. Unfortunately, the Department of Labor and Employment set the overtime pay standards for agricultural workers to begin at 60 hours per week starting in November of 2022, and then gradually reducing, but still never reaching that 40 hours per week or 12 hours per day standard.
First of all, 60 hours a week. So why such a high threshold before eligibility for overtime pay?
Many agricultural workers across Colorado frequently work 60, 70, even 80 hours a week during the peak hours of the growing season. So the rulemaking process involves stakeholders from both sides. And while the organizations like us, Colorado Jobs with Justice and Towards Justice, were advocating for that 40 per hour week, 12 hour per day standard, industry groups argued that that was impossible and that it should be set at 60 or even 70 hours per week, which would eliminate the need for them to pay overtime to their employees in many instances.
I'm going to turn back to Pamela. So not just a very long work day during the growing and harvesting season, but also what are the conditions of those labors, and how did the recently passed law affect the conditions on the ground in the fields?
Yeah, so as y'all know, we're currently in a climate crisis. And so the conditions in which these workers have to endure, not only the long hours, but they also have to deal with extreme heat, at times wildfires, and, you know, also making sure that they're able to complete their task as fast as possible, right? And so the conditions that this legislative bill also took into account have to do with heat, like workers being able to get shade from the heat as well as water breaks. And then also making sure that there are certain services that they're able to attain without any complication regarding either health access or housing justice.
And with health access, there's today the protections for uninsured in the pandemic have expired. I mean, are there any other permanently moving forward protections that these essential workers will be eligible for under the terms of this new law?
Unfortunately, we were not able to include anything to improve the health insurance situation for agricultural workers in this past piece of legislation. As you mentioned, many agricultural workers have trouble accessing healthcare, often due to immigration status. And that is definitely something we would like to see change going forward. But unfortunately, we were not able to make that change in this bill.
And finally, what are the next steps in this lawsuit that's specifically having to do with overtime pay? What can agricultural workers expect in the upcoming season for overtime and for labor conditions in general? What's really changed and what is still to be determined?
Unfortunately, the litigation process is slow. And as I mentioned, the Department of Labor and Employment decided not to fully implement the even 60-hour threshold of overtime until November of 2022, which really means most agricultural workers won't see a difference in their paycheck until the 2023 growing season. So although we are fighting to change it, unfortunately, there is really no change for overtime pay for agricultural workers throughout 2022.
I've been speaking with Pamela Resendez Trujano, Executive Director of Colorado Jobs with Justice, and Hunter Knapp, Development Director of Project Protect Food Systems Workers. Thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Shannon.